Dear Yubi, I feel insecure about myself, especially around school. I have a hard time learning and remembering things. Sometimes I feel stupid when the people around me can pick up on things faster than me. I have a hard time reading and knowing what it is that I'm reading. I barely made it out of high school, and I need to go back to school to learn something new, but I'm afraid that I will fall behind, and I don't even know what to focus on. It's been years since I was last in school, and I'm afraid that I will fail again. I'm afraid that it'll be hard to learn something new, and I really want to find my place in the world because the jobs that I've held over the course of my life are no longer fulfilling. I feel drained and burned out, and I'm desiring passion in my life. How do I resolve this within me so that I don't fail? Sincerely, me. Welcome to Becoming Real, real affirmations for real situations. My name is Yubi, and I am your host. In my 20 years of experience working in education and mental health, I have heard countless stories of people feeling stuck in their reality. I was one of them. As a licensed clinical social worker and student and teacher of life, I have found a way to help bridge the gap from feeling stuck to being set free. In these episodes, I will model real affirmations for challenging situations to help alleviate the discomfort that arises from living a reality that is hard to own. If this story sounds familiar, I invite you to continue listening for words of comfort and hope as you learn how to realign yourself with your truth. Dearest you, thank you for your transparency. Please know that you are not alone. There are many people with different challenges who learn in different ways. What matters most is that you are able to own where you are. This is your starting point. As a society, we have been taught that school is the way to go, but in reality, there are many different paths we can take to find passion and fulfillment. Sometimes school can help to determine what we like and don't like, but sometimes it can lead us towards a path of having to do a certain type of work simply because we completed a program. I'll give you an example. I finished my degree to provide therapy and mental health, but my true passion lies in teaching. That's one of the reasons why I decided to leave. Now I use the information that I learned just in a different way. Sometimes we go down different paths, not realizing that the skills we acquired along the way will actually help us in the next chapter of our lives. You can choose to explore what school has to offer, but school doesn't have to be a traditional school either. There are many different types of learning environments to consider. There are trade schools, art schools, places where they offer classes on homeopathic healing using plants and herbs. There are also people with natural gifts and talents. I've interacted with many successful people without formal degrees who just have these natural gifts such as artists and healers. It's just about making time to nurture these gifts and talents. Sometimes all you need to do is take a class or two. From there, you will know whether or not to continue down that path or switch gears and try something new. Rest assured that whatever path you take, you will find community of like-minded people, even some who may have similar experiences like you. And really, that's what many people want, a sense of community wherever they go, to be seen, heard, and understood. But it starts with being honest with yourself so that you can then get yourself to the next step. There is support available to get you where you want to be. It's okay to ask for help, and it's okay that it might take you a little longer to find your way. We all operate at different paces in life. I'm sure that whatever you decide to do, you will find resolution with your starting point, and you will find your natural flow. Here are words to consider as you figure out what to do next. Remember that you can change the wording as needed so that it aligns more with your truth. I feel insecure about myself, especially around learning. I am learning that there are many people who learn in different ways. I want to find my place in the world and do something that inspires passion and fulfillment. I am learning there are different ways to find these things. I am learning that my new path doesn't necessarily mean I have to go back to traditional school, although that may still be an option. I am learning that people have natural gifts and talents that don't require schooling. I am learning that all of the experiences I've gathered thus far may be helpful in this next chapter of my life. I feel better knowing that whatever path I take, I will find like-minded people who will have similar experiences to me. I feel better knowing that there is support available to help me get to my next step. I feel better knowing that it's okay that it takes me a little longer to find my way because we all operate at different paces in life. I feel better knowing that whatever my starting point is, I'm going to be okay. All I have to do is just get to that next little step, and then once I'm there, that place will show me what to do next. I am hopeful that as long as I keep taking small steps towards what makes me feel good, I will eventually find my way. Finding ways to own your truth, whatever that looks like, is the first step to healing. I invite you to become a supporter of this podcast so that we can continue to create helpful content. If you do support, you will also have an opportunity to hear words of comfort specific to your challenge. Click the Support Now link in the show notes below for more details. This is Yubi, and you are listening to Becoming Real, Real Affirmations for Real Situations. I hope these words provided you with the type of support and reassurance you need, free from judgment and more acceptance of what currently is. If you are wanting to learn more about the different ways you can transform your truth with your healing journey, check out my website, www.youbecominghealed.com, to explore a variety of self-paced online courses that I've created just for you. My intention is to use this podcast to provide real-life examples of internal challenges and model real affirmations to help you realign with your truth. I hope that my words provided you with an experience of mental and emotional relief, even if it was just for a single moment, because all we need is one single moment to start the momentum towards self-acceptance. Until next time.